Sports and recreation programming is sponsored by Delta Hotels by Marriott Minneapolis Northeast. Learn more at marriott.com/MSPDE.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. SDPB's Nate Wack is our sports and recreation reporter. He is on the road in South Dakota this week, and he's joining us now from SDPB's Black Hills Surgical Hospital studio in Rapid City inside SDPB's Black Hills space. Hey, Nate, welcome.
Hey, Lori, how's it going today?
Good. You've been out and about doing all kinds of interviews and gathering content for the digital world. How's the journey across the state been?
You know, it's of all the weeks that I could have probably picked to come out to the west side of the state, this was the week to do it. It's been absolutely gorgeous. I think I've got a little bit of sun on the arms and things like that. And yeah, it's been perfect weather, and we got another perfect day here today.
All right, let's talk about some of this new content on SDPB's digital platform, South Dakota Almanac.
Yeah, so you know, South Dakota is a very unique state in that we have a lot of figures in the sports world, and actually, you know, in all different topics. But you know, I look specifically kind of into the sports realm a little bit, and you know, there's so many names of people that have had, you know, who have made an impact, who have these lasting legacies that will never die, you know, in South Dakota. And we were just trying to figure out, you know, there's all these stories to be told about different individuals. You know, what's a way that we can do that? And you know, we just said, well, let's just start doing some of these. So we thought, a few weeks back, you know, with the Kentucky Derby on the horizon, we're like, you know, what would be a perfect first one to do? Earl Sandy. And a lot of people probably like, I don't really know who Earl Sandy is. Well, I'm going to tell you who Earl Sandy is. Groton, South Dakota native, who actually won 3 Kentucky Derbies, including the Triple Crown in 1930. Wow. So that one right there is something that a lot of people have no idea, that there is a person who came from South Dakota that went on to do big things in the sport of horse racing.
Was he a trainer or is he a jockey?
He was a jockey. He was a jockey and then a trainer later in life. That also, wow. He also had success as a trainer too. So that's one of those unique individuals. And here's something that I kind of pulled out of it as well. We looked up his total earnings from when he was a horse jockey as well as a trainer, and he made something around the ballpark of $3 million back in the 30s and 40s. So today, because there's a few inflation calendars and things like that. So we went on, and we're like, I wonder what that would be worth today. It's somewhere just north of $45 million. Wow. So let that sink in a little bit. And it's just amazing that what $3 million back in the 30s and 40s actually meant.
Sure. From Groton, South Dakota.
From Groton, South Dakota to the Kentucky Derby and to the Winner's Circle.
That's, wow.
I think I said wow three times there. I'm sorry. Well, that's okay. I've said wow plenty of times looking at some of these.
It's so. A whole lot of wows. Well, I'll clean it up now. All right.
So our goal with these, Lori, is we thought, you know, releasing 2 of these a month would be a pretty realistic number. So that's kind of our goal. You know, maybe we have a couple more that could populate here at some point, but we thought having 24 in a calendar year would be a good spot to start with some of these, considering there are so many names. And, yeah. And our goal with these 2 is to not, we're going to give you some of the names that people know about. There's going to be one coming up here in May. I don't want to necessarily give it away, but it's a very prominent track star in South Dakota. So
I think that's an important thing to say. You're not really going to run out. And some people have this, talk a little bit about how these stories that are in our history sort of help form our identity when you start seeing them all together, you get a bigger picture of who South Dakota really is, because sometimes, you know, we overlook even ourselves.
Right. Yeah. And yeah, it's across the board. You know, I don't even know where to start, because we have, you know, obviously we have rodeo stars, Casey, you know, with Casey, yeah. Tibbs, track and field star with Billy Mills. You know, you look at people that have come out of the state to go on to play professional football, people that have come out of the state to go play professional basketball. You know, it's just
Chris
all
Cheddar,
across the board.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously, it's just all across.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, Lori. Yeah. It never stops. And that's what makes it fun. And the other part that makes it fun too is because we do cover high school sports, we're starting to see some of these younger legacies of kids that you see and you're able to watch, and you're like, huh, I wonder in 20 years if I'm going to be looking back and going, I remember when that kid was at the state track meet and brought everybody to their feet at Howard Wood Field, you know, something right. like that. That's what makes it fun and keeps the mind going and all that good stuff.
Right. You said Earl Sandy was one. Who's the other one that's already out in the digital space?
Yep. So two have been released so far. So Earl Sandy, as we just mentioned, and the second one is Rapid City native Randy Lewis. And he had one of the most impressive high school resumes when it came to wrestling, high school wrestling. And a lot of people in the wrestling community, they do know who Randy Lewis is because he was a little bit more recent gold medalist in 1984 at the Olympic Games for Team USA. So there are people that definitely know who Randy Lewis is, especially people that are in that wrestling community. However, there is a significant amount of people too who maybe aren't as involved into that.
Right.
Are seeing this for the first time, and it gives them, you know, these segments, Lori, they're not very long. We're talking about a minute to a minute 15,
yeah.
But they're meant to be informative and give you just a little bit of an input on who these people were that did grow up. So Randy Lewis, like I said, a 1984 Olympic gold medalist. He actually made the Olympic team in 1980 as well, but because of President Carter's boycott of the games that year. He never made the trip, but he did get an opportunity to go back in 84 and did win and became an Olympic gold medalist then. So I think that's a fun one. And again, some of these people are gonna be able to know right away who they are. There's gonna be some other ones though that are going to be, well, who's that? What did they do? Really?
And how
or
did
maybe
I miss
they'll
it?
Say yeah. wow a few times. I don't know.
I don't know. That could happen. Where are people finding these? Where can they find South Dakota Almec?
Yeah, so we'll be releasing, all of them are going to be released on our SDPB Sports Facebook page. However, we archive them all as well online at sdpb.org/almanac. So right now, if you go to sdpb.org/almanac, there's also a press release on there that kind of talks about some of the information that we're talking about today as far as how many numbers of these that could be produced in a year's time and things like that. And then also any of these that we're doing over time, you know, look for a couple more to be added here as we progress here over the next month.
Do you like this part? I mean, you have a job that's so hard, and with the things that you have to do, including, you know, managing some tough weather conditions
right.
in your sports coverage just in the past, year that I've seen you have to go through. But this just has to be pure fun for you because you get to just find those high success stories. It's got to be a treat.
It is a lot of fun, and I will put out a plug here too. The South Dakota Sports Hall of Fame has done a fantastic job of highlighting these individuals over time as well. So a lot of these people that we are going to touch on are also in the South Dakota Sports Hall of Fame. They're people that have been honored already in the past, but, you know, they may be people that were honored, you know, 15 years ago and, you know, maybe have been forgotten or have just kind of been lost in time. And we're trying to bring that back out and to highlight some of these legacies. And like we talked about earlier, Lori, there are so many of these individuals that it's almost like never ending. And we can put a dartboard up of a bunch of names and just kind of throw a dart and see what sticks because
right.
there's something of everything and anybody.
And it's all over the map of South Dakota,
it
too.
Is.
It's not, you'll find out it's not all gathered in one or two cities.
Exactly.
No.
Yep. It's going to be all over South Dakota.
Nate Wack, if people have great sports stories to tell you or great stories about their outdoor recreation, what's the best way to get them to you so you can get that story on the air somehow?
The best way to get in touch with me is to reach out to me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Nate_Weck, SDPB. Publicly, that's the best way to get a hold
right.
of me as far as that type of stuff. And I'd love to hear your stories, so let me know.
All right. Thanks so much, Nate. We appreciate your time. We'll see you next week. Enjoy getting out and gathering those stories in the Black Hills.
All right. Thanks, Lori. Have a good one.